The Navy has set goals for IT efficiency, for its IT efficiency initiative. Leaders plan to have an initial set of data center consolidation targets in place by the end of March, and senior commanders have been told to develop plans for service virtualization by September. Janice Heith is the Navy's Director of Assessment and Compliance for the Information Dominance Directorate. She talked to Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about a memo that was issued just about a week ago that updated the service's IT reform effort, and starting with enterprise software licensing.
For instance, and this is not just Navy, this is all Department of Defense, we have allowed all of our organizations to buy, a Microsoft license independent. They may have to buy it off a specific vehicle, but they don't have to buy it through a specific program office. Therefore, you may have 100,000 licenses sitting at one syscom and another 100,000 sitting in another, but we have no visibility of how many of these licenses are really being used. Is it a capability that's only good for something that they're developing? This way, we get to leverage what we need as a United States Navy at a cheaper rate. So where we may be paying, and I can't give you the exact price, but we may be paying, say, $50 a person, we may be able to get that down to $30 a person for the basics. Anything above and beyond, obviously, we'd have to pay something more for, because that's a smaller population. But it's also a community of interest that is targeted for a specific Microsoft or whatever other product it is. Those savings, the way it stands now, and again, this is pre-decisional because Secretary Gates has advised that he will allow those savings to be used within the Navy for other activities, that's still subject to congressional approval. And so we're kind of waiting to see what Congress is going to decide.
Yeah, and the memo talks about what sounds like a halt to new spending on servers and data centers unless you get a special waiver from the deputy CIO. Is the thinking here that we're going to end up with a real, at least close to a total freeze on these new obligations, or is it more that the Navy is looking for some kind of centralized real-time visibility on that spending at this stage?
We're looking for centralized visibility first and foremost, but the second thing is we are reevaluating what all of our organizations want to do and why they want to do it, and is it consistent with our overall IT efficiency. We have some restrictions on where we can and cannot have data centers, and so we're looking to see if you're making a plan to put a data center in place X, and that's not consistent with the overall geographics of our authority and realm relative to feasibility. Plus, our tech authority would have to look at it to see, does it make sense? Is it sound? Is it environmentally sound? Is it the right place? So we're looking at that to make sure, because server purchases up to date may not have been efficient from the perspective that they may not have bought servers that were sufficiently robust to handle virtualization. We need to do that. And so that may mean we have to buy some additional servers that can be virtualized. And some of our servers today are not in that state.
Along those lines, the message that was sent out last week includes some target numbers for virtualization, increasing virtualization by 50% to 80%, and similar increases in server utilization. Talk a little bit about how you arrived at those figures.
They're starting from the Department of Navy's Naval Network Environment. We call it the NNE, which is not just Navy, it's Navy, Marine Corps, Department of Navy assets in a centralized, synchronized environment. And so those are the targets we've been shooting for, because we're not even close to them at this point. We've got a lot of work to do, and they were based on some industry best standards that we got from our organization, such as Gartner. Some of the things that our Texas authorities had told us we needed to do. This is the thing that we need to find out. Some of our applications may not be able to meet those objectives, and we may need to look at, does the application need to stay or does it need to go? It may be a very old application, and we can't do anything with it.
Can you give us some sense of the scale of the challenge the Navy's facing? I mean, for instance, can you give us a sense of how many data centers the Navy has right now, and is there any thinking on what the optimal number or at least the achievable number might be?
We haven't picked an optimal number, and I'll tell you why, because we are global. And so if you just look at the CONUS base, we have roughly 112, give or take. But some of those data centers we have belong to our infrastructure part, which would be, as many people know, NMCI. And then we have our data centers that are the mission, the business sector side. So The NMCI data centers under our new continuity services contract, they're working toward consolidation for those also. But these are the business centers we're trying to get first, so that we had the personnel and the logistics people trying to partner to come up with a consolidated effort for a data center. Consolidate the help desk. We're going to consolidate server purchases, software licenses, which is probably our biggest one, and the one we'll see the biggest return on investment right away will be software licenses.
The Army has got a lot of attention lately in this area around its decision to move its enterprise email to the DISA cloud. Is the Navy pursuing something along those lines? Does the Navy have the same problem the Army's talked about with servers spread all over the world on every single installation and the unnecessary costs and the lack of versatility that go along with that?
Exactly right. We have the same one, and so does the Air Force. So we're looking among the services to partner where we can. And theoretically, think about it. If you look at some of our areas where we are multi-located, for instance, the Hampton Roads area, down there in the Pensacola area, we have multiple service disciplines in those areas that are using multiple data centers. If we could just say one with a COOP capability somewhere else, we would save a lot of money. We would definitely save a lot of money. You'd only need one building. If it has a footprint, it meets all the requirements for heating and ventilation, electricity and all that, we could definitely consolidate and maximize our footprint. Plus, we become more efficient in terms of our green IT because we'll be saving money.
Janice Haith, she is the Navy's Director of Assessment and Compliance for the Information Dominance Directorate, talking to Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.